it appears to be limited to South Florida, and it builds upon the referendum, and it merely states that the legislature has the ability to regulate this industry and that we don't need another referendum in South Florida where it's already been allowed.
And when you mentioned the referendum, that just to be clear, that was the vote in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, two votes actually, in 2005 and 2008 to allow slot machines. But that leaves me wondering, how might that affect us here in Central Florida?
Well, it means that there is the opportunity to see full-scale casino gambling in the state of Florida, which would have significant beneficial effects on the economy of South Florida and would have some beneficial revenue effects on the state, Tom.
We should take note here that you have in the past worked for some of the companies looking to bring full-scale casinos into the state. So in the interest of disclosure, are you currently representing any of these companies in the race to receive these gambling permits if the legislature approves the measures?
No, I'm not working on any of it now, Tom. In the past, I've worked for the racinos, and I've worked for the paramutual industry and others trying to promote gambling, but none of the current companies that are mentioned in the news are clients of ours.
Okay. Now, these new casinos, to be completely clear about, these really are full-service casinos, similar to operations in Vegas or Atlantic City. They would include slot machines, roulette wheels, craps tables, the works. You've supported this kind of expanded gaming in the past, as you just stated. And the state is looking at this as a potential, huge new revenue source. But I'm wondering, what is the impact if the state begins to rely on this money? And what if something happens? What if it doesn't deliver for whatever reason?
Well, there's always the potential for disappointment, but I don't think the volatility of gaming revenues is very much different than the volatility of our sales tax revenues. And yes, it's difficult during recessions to manage any of these things, but it's nothing that we can't handle.
Opponents of expanded gambling say the casinos are almost always accompanied by a rise in certain crimes, drugs and prostitution, and organized crime seem to follow these types of enterprises in some cases. The opponents say that the added cost on law enforcement, coupled with the cost of social problems and so on, effectively cancel out the gains in tax revenue. What's your response to that, Hank?
The latest data and studies don't support that negative view. The latest data and studies suggest that these types of industries, expanded gaming, really does make a substantial contribution to jobs, income, and the tax base.
Now, another of the objections that we often hear from the casino opponents is that these full-scale casinos and all that comes along with them run counter to Florida's image as a family-friendly tourist destination. In fact, Disney has expressed their adamant opposition to expanded gambling. They're one of the largest employers in the state, one of the most powerful corporations in the state. What happens if Disney comes out against this?
Well, Disney historically has been against it. I think that the expanded gambling in South Florida doesn't compromise Central Florida's family-friendly image, and I think any county that wishes to approve this type of operation should be allowed to do that. I think, for example, at Daytona Beach, casino gambling could make a substantial contribution to the economy and perhaps really be a game changer there or in other places like Melbourne that are economically depressed right now, Tom. So simply because one county allows it doesn't mean that it affects the family-friendly reputation of an entire state.
And that's an important point, I think. This would be contingent upon approval of each county's voters.
That's my understanding of the legal ruling. And the way in which gambling was approved in South Florida was by referendum for each of the counties.
Now, one of the potential stumbling blocks to the passage of this legislation is that it would violate the current agreement the state has with the Seminole tribe, which allows them exclusive rights to operate casinos in Florida. Do these proposals put that compact in jeopardy?
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, they directly contradict a portion of that monopoly advantage that was given to the Seminole tribes, and in return they agreed to make substantial payments.
So what happens if the tribe doesn't go along with this?
Well, then it could potentially put in jeopardy the payments. But I think that the lower tax rate that is in the proposed legislation of 10% would be low enough to perhaps induce the Seminoles to continue to participate in the regulatory scheme of the state of Florida. I don't think the Seminoles want to have another huge fight with the state if they can avoid it.
The current proposals, as you mentioned, have the casinos paying a flat 10% rate. Now, that would then apply across the board to the paramutuals, the horse tracks and dog tracks and high life frontons that have slot machines, because they currently pay 35%.
Correct. That's my understanding. The bill hasn't been filed yet, Tom, but I would anticipate that it would be the same tax rate for all types of gaming all across the state. And I think that would be important. I think that would be useful.
What about jobs? Would the casinos provide a significant boost for the employment market?
I think there's no doubt about that. The threshold is that the investment would have to be $2 billion or more in each of these facilities, Tom. A $2 billion hotel resort complex generates a lot of permanent jobs, and it would bring a portion of business that is not now coming to the state into the state. So I don't think it would just consume part of the pie that's already here. I think it really would make a contribution.
So then, Hank, if these casino resorts do spread from South Florida to perhaps Brevard or Volusia counties, as you alluded to, what might that mean for that area's job market, which, of course, is in big trouble after the ending of NASA's shuttle program? You know, a lot of people are really suffering there.
Yes, they are. And that's why I think seeing some kind of statewide enabling legislation, allowing referenda and setting the tax rates with a strong commission makes a lot of sense for our state.
This, of course, is not the first time we've seen this type of legislation come before the Florida legislature. But the casino companies each time have been turned away in the past. And do you think the push for casinos has a better chance in Tallahassee this coming session, and why?
I think it has a much better chance this session for a number of reasons. The weak economy is an obvious reason, but we've also had extensive experience now with limited slot machine and casino-type operations in South Florida. It's worked out very well. It's produced substantial economic benefits without the kinds of crime and other kinds of harm that people were very concerned about, Tom.